Hello. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I love and occasionally throw in something odd, a reading, a story, or a non-commercial recording, and I call those things Wombats. That's where I get my title, Wombats and Music. I have no planned Wombats tonight, although a couple of the songs are kind of on the Wombat side. But the first one is not. This is classic country. It's called Lost and Found by Brooks and Dunn. They were from Louisiana and Texas and got together as a singing pair after they both had some single work. And this song, I get a kick out of the main line is, the guy has lost his wife. He lost her trail on Friday night. He's out trying to find out where she is, and he's having little luck. And, you know, when a man loses a woman, when she goes out with someone else, it can be tragic and difficult and all that. But in general, the public does not have much sympathy. The whole concept of a cuckold, you know, the old English where they put horns on your head, people laugh at the man. And so here's this guy out trying to find his lost lady friend, probably his wife. And he said, it's like when you go into a bar and say, has my wife been here? He said, it's like being in a lost and found in a border town, asking for a diamond ring. What a great line. I mean, you go into a lost and found and say, has anyone turned in a diamond ring? Oh, sure, man. We're starving here. And yeah, we got a diamond ring. Here it is right here. We weren't going to make any money off of it ourselves, of course. It doesn't work that way. Oh, anyway, so that's the humor in the song. But there's also some pathos here. Here's a guy who cares, and he's hoping to keep things going again. Lost and Found in a Border Town by Brooks and Dunn.
I lost her trail on a Friday night. She was gone before I got home. She'd been getting restless in that big house all alone. And I've been up and down these city streets for three nights in a row. And Lord, it's hard to find that girl when she gets the urge. It's kind of like a lost and found in a border town. You're asking about a diamond ring. They just look at you like you lost your mind. Say they haven't seen a thing. But I know she's been here lately. I can still smell her perfume. And she gets crazy on a full moon. I know she'll be coming back. Her cars are waiting right outside. But I don't wanna think about who's taking her. Border town.
That was Lost and Found by Brooks and Dunn. Well, next comes one of the all-time classic songs of the last 50 years. This is Thriller by Michael Jackson. It was a big hit, and one of the reasons it was so popular was there was a great video. If you want to see a wonderful video, go on MTV. Thriller is a kind of a zombie story, and it's a, you know, scary movie kind of theme, and the video that went with it was great. However, as I notice every time I put on a song here, I can't show the video, so either the song stands on its own or it doesn't, and there's no sense putting on something that isn't any good without a video, and this song does stand on its own. The voiceover at the end is by Vincent Price. Vincent Price is a very distinguished actor, but he played in a lot of horror films, and he has a deep voice, and and he's just great coming in there, sort of making, you know, "Well, now we'll tell you about the Thriller." So listen for Vincent Price. And I've read about the recording process. He apparently was, they loved him on set. He was just great to work with. So this is Michael Jackson singing Thriller.
Thank you. midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
That was Thriller by Michael Jackson, with Vincent Price doing the voiceover at the end. Next up is a song I first heard in Canada and just got a kick out of. The title is If I Had $1 Million, and it's sung by a group who also has a great title, the Bare Naked Ladies. That is purely a sales spiel. It's two men who sing the song, and they're neither ladies nor bare naked or anything else, but they just put that name together to catch attention, which it did. But if I had $1 million, that's a fun thing. What would you do if you had $1 million? You know, what would you do? Would you give it to people? Would you spend it? Would you go on trips? Would, you know, it's fun to think of. So they have fun in this song. They think about what they would do, and they talk about it and kid each other back and forth. So it's really a kind of a true story. So here we go with If I Had $1 Million by Bare Naked Ladies.
If I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a house.
I would buy you a house.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
buy you furniture for your house,
maybe a nice Chesterfield or an ottoman.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a K-car,
a nice Reliant automobile.
And if I had $1 million, I'd buy your love.
If I had $1 million,
I'd build a tree fort in our yard.
If I had $1 million,
you could help, it wouldn't be that hard.
If I
maybe we can put a little tiny fridge in there somewhere.
You know, we could just go up there and hang out.
Like open the fridge and stuff, and there would be foods laid out for us, with little pre-wrapped sausages and things.
Mm.
They have pre-wrapped sausages, but they don't have pre-wrapped bacon.
Well, can you blame them?
Yeah.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a fur coat,
but not a real fur coat, that's cruel.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you an exotic pet.
Yep, like a llama or an emu.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you John Merrick's remains.
Ooh, all them crazy elephant bones.
And if I had $1 million, I'd buy your love.
Kraft in
it. Of course we would. We just need more.
And buy really expensive ketchups with it.
That's right. All the fanciest Dijon ketchup.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a green dress.
But not a real green dress, that's cruel.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you some art.
A Picasso or a Garfunkel.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a monkey.
Haven't you always wanted a monkey?
If I had $1 million, I'd buy your love.
I'd be rich.
If I had $1 million by the Bare Naked Ladies. If I had $1 million, Well, I'd travel more. Not much more, but a little. And I'd certainly help my kids. Don't know what else I'd do. I'd try and get people I want elected. Oh, by the way, November 6th, coming up soon, is Election Day. And I do hope you get out and vote. If you have been hesitant about voting in the past or haven't voted, now is the time to vote. Today is actually the last day you can register. It's the 15th, I believe, of October is the last registration day. So if you haven't registered, run out there and do it. But if you want to vote, you may need a ride. I know that the Anthony Flacavento Center in Abingdon, which you can find the number for on the web, will give you a ride. Call them up, and they'll arrange to get you out to vote. So please do vote. We need your vote. The next song on the show is You Can Call Me Al by Paul Simon. He recorded this in 1986. It became one of his most popular singles. And in a way, it's kind of a midlife crisis. You know, he's someone reflecting on his life. But it's more really just a reflective song, thinking about life is difficult, what do I do about it? He wrote this after coming back from Africa and was sort of looking at his own life. And it's a good song. Also, again, I'll mention there's a wonderful video. He made a video with Chevy Chase. Chevy Chase is about 6'2", and Paul Simon's probably about 5'6". So they contrast, and they just goof around during the song. And it's cute, it's enjoyable. So if you want to see a fun video, watch Call Me Al. However, again, we're not showing the video, we're playing the song. And I think it's great music to listen to, and I've always enjoyed it. Here we go with Call Me Al by Paul Simon.
Down the street, he says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away, my well-lit door. Mr. Beer Belly, Beer Belly, get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me Al. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and oh, my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone, gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, along, there were incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can is a foreign man. He is surrounded by the sound, sound. Cattle in the marketplace, scatterings and orphanages. He looks around, around. He sees angels in the architecture, spinning in infinity. He says, amen, hallelujah. If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you daddy. Daddy, when you call.
That was You Can Call Me Al by Paul Simon. Moving on to Walking in Memphis. I consider myself a Southerner. I know I sound like a Yankee, and my Southern friends treat me as a Yankee, but I spent majority of my adult life in Yankee land in around New York City. And there I considered myself a Southerner. And here I still think about it. Anyway, this is Walking in Memphis. I've been to Memphis. There are a number of places, Memphis, New Orleans, Atlanta, Richmond, Tampa, where I'm from. All are southern cities, Mobile, Alabama. And so to catch the flavor of one of them is good. And I think Walking in Memphis, I do feel it's a southern song. So this is Walking in Memphis by Mark Cohen.
Put on my blue suede shoes and I boarded the plane. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain. WC handy, won't you look down over me? Yeah, I got a first class ticket, but I'm as blue as a boy can be. Then I'm walking in Memphis, walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel? Saw the ghost of Elvis on Union Avenue. Followed him up to the gates of Graceland, and I watched him walk right through. Now security, they did not see him. They just hovered around his tomb. But there's a pretty little thing waiting for the king down in the jungle room. When I was walking in Memphis, I was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel? Got catfish on the table. They've got gospel in the air. And Reverend Green, be glad to see you when you haven't got a prayer. But boy, you
got a prayer in Memphis. Now Muriel plays piano every Friday at the Hollywood, and they brought me down to see her, and they asked me if I would do a little number, and I sang with all my might. She said, tell me, are you a Christian child? And I said, ma'am, I am. Tonight, walking in Memphis, was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel? Walking in Memphis, I was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel? Put on my blue suede shoes and I boarded the plane. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain.
Walking in Memphis by Mark Cohn. Now we're moving to something pretty different. This is Lisa Schneckenberger. She's a world-class fiddler and a musician, a singer. I've seen her perform a number of times, talked to her just to chat, and she's just a delightful person. But mostly she's talented. And in this particular song, she doesn't bow the fiddle. She plucks it like a banjo or a guitar. Adds an interesting background. And the song is called The Irish Girl, and it's just a light, beautiful song, and you get to hear her voice. Everything I've heard by her, I've liked. Some things more than others, and this is one of my favorites. Just a gentle song. So this is The Irish Girl by Lisa Schneckenberger.
As I roved out one evening down by the riverside, looking all around me, an Irish girl I spied. So red and rosy were her cheeks, and yellow was her hair, and costly were the robes of gold my Irish girl did wear. The first time that I saw my love, I was sick and feeling bad. All that I could ask of her was that she might tie my head. I asked her if one as bad as me could ever mind again. For love is a sword, disorder. Did you ever feel pain? Let the wind blow high and low, boys, and the seas run mountains high. It is the seaman's duty, the helm to stand by. My love, she'll not come near me for all the moan I make. Neither will she pity me, though my poor heart should break. But if I were of noble blood and she of low degree, she'd hear my lamentation. Pity me. Let the wind blow high and low, me boys, with the seas run mountains high. It is the seaman's duty, the helm to stand by. My only love is fairer than the lilies that do grow. She has a voice that's clearer than any wind that blows. She's the promise of this country, like Venus in the air. So let her go wherever she will. She's my joy and only dear. Let the wind blow high and low, me boys, if the seas run mountains high. It is a seaman's duty, the helm to stand by. And if I were a butterfly, I'd light on my love's breast. If I were a linnet, I'd sing my love to rest. But if I were some nightingale, I'd sing till the morning came. For once I loved an Irish girl, she's my joy and only dear. Let the wind blow high and low, boys, let the seas run mountains high. It is a seaman's duty, to stand by. Let the wind blow high and low, me boys, let the seas run mountains high. It is the seaman's duty, the helm to stand by. It is the seaman's duty, the helm to stand by.
That was The Irish Girl by Lisa Schneckenberger. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm Harry Baia, your host. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC. We're 90.7 on your FM dial, and the radio station reaches out about 35 miles from Emory, Virginia. You can also pick us up on the web, streaming at WEHCFM.com. That's Emory Henry College, EHC. And I don't have any wombats tonight, but the next song is almost one. This is Now I'm Easy by an Australian singer-songwriter, Eric Boggle. He wrote this, and it's a story about being old. For 60 years, he's been what he says is a cocky. That's a sheep farmer in Australia. And he's older now, and life is moving on. His wife and children have either left or died. And he's sort of seeing things a lot different. And he says, now I'm easy. Well, I'm experiencing some of that, not to the extent he is, but I can see what he means. And it just catches a mood. And it's an interesting mood, reflecting back on life once you're sort of on the far end of it. So this is Eric Boggle singing his song, Now I'm Easy.
For nearly 60 years I've been a cocky of droughts and fires and floods. I've lived through plenty. This country's dust and mud have seen my tears and blood, but it's nearly over now. And now I'm easy. I married a fine girl when I was 20, but she died in giving birth when she was 30. No flying doctor then, just a gentle old black gin. But it's nearly over now, and now I'm easy. She left me with two sons and a daughter, and a bone dry farm whose soil cried out for water. So my care was rough and ready, but they grew up fine and steady. But it's nearly over now, and now I'm easy. My daughter married young and went her own way. my sons lie buried by the Burma Railway. So on this land I've made me own, I've carried on alone. But it's nearly over now, and now I'm easy. City folks these days despise the cocky, say with subsidies and all we've had it easy. But there's no drought or starving stock on a Seward suburban block. But it's nearly over now, and now I'm easy. For nearly 60 years I've been a cocky. Of droughts and fires and floods I've lived through plenty. This country's dust and mud have seen my tears and blood. But it's nearly over now, and now I'm easy. And now I'm easy.
Now I'm Easy by Eric Boggle. Well, a little change in tempo coming up. This is a line dance song from a line dance that class I took at Emory and Henry, 8 or 9 years ago now, I think it is. And it's called Wild Wild West. It's by the Hit Crew. The thing I like about line dance songs is that they have just a tremendously strong rhythm. That's why they work as line dance songs, and it just captures you. And this one captured me, and so I have memories too of marching around to it, but also just that it gets in my heart or my soul or something. It just gets in there, and this rhythm pumps through me. So here is Wild Wild West.
She saw me, I don't care. I love her, I'm
That was Wild West by the Hit Crew. And now comes a song from the Wild West. This is called High Noon. It's from the movie High Noon, 1952, starring Gary Cooper and Grace Kelly, two of the biggest stars of that era. And in the movie, Gary Cooper has to face a duel, a shootout, and at high noon. And this is the song that was written to accompany it. This song, the movie won 4 Academy Awards. One of them was for the best original song for this song. So this is High Noon, as sung by Frankie Lane. And it takes you there, and get ready. War is about to start between two men.
Do not forsake me, oh my darling, on this our wedding day. Do not forsake me, oh my darling. Wait, wait along. I do not know what fate awaits me. I only know I must be brave, and I must face a man who hates me, or lie a coward, a craven coward, or lie a coward in my grave. Oh, to be torn twigs, love and duty, supposing I lose my fair haired beauty. Look at that big hand move along, nearing high noon. He made a vow while in state's prison, vowed it would be my life for his, and I'm not afraid of death, but oh, what will I do if you leave me? Do not forsake me, oh my darling. Made that promise as a bride. Do not forsake me, oh my darling. Although you're grieving, don't think of leaving. Now that I need you by my side, wait alone. Wait along.
High Noon by Frankie Lane. Well, the issue there was, is it better to die a coward or to be brave and die brave? And of course, in the movie, he survives. So that's the good news. And the next song deals with sort of the same thing. This is called Pushing Up Daisies by Kevin Welch. And in it, he's sort of saying, you know, life is tough and things can get rough, but I'd rather be here now than pushing up daisies. And I agree. And life is sometimes tough. And if you look back at issues that made things really hard and you ask yourself, would I rather have lived through them or not? I think you'll almost always come to the answer, yes. And you'd rather be here than pushing up daisies.
Sometimes I tell you the way that I feel. I think that I'm going crazy. Gotta tell myself, man, it ain't that big a deal. It's better than pushing up daisies. I slip and I stumble and I roll down the hill, trying to impress the ladies. Once played a fool, I guess I always will. It's better than a pushing up daisy. Well, I walk a high wire with no safety net. God only knows what saves me. All that I know is it ain't over yet, not till I'm pushing up daisies. I've seen the arrows of death's little quiver come so close they actually graze me. I've seen the blood and I felt the cold shiver. Still I ain't pushing up. Standing here leaning on my windowsill, dreaming on a sky so blue, pushing up daisies out there on the hill. It's the last thing that I'll ever do, Sometimes my heart is as true as a child. Sometimes my heart, it betrays me. Breaks right in two every once in a while. But it's better than pushing up daisies. Standing here leaning on my windowsill, dreaming on a sky so blue, pushing up daisies out there on the hill. It's the last thing that I'll ever do.
Pushing Up Daisies by Kevin Welch. The last song of the night is a romance song. It's about being a friendly ship looking for other friendly ships and running into a pirate ship. It's called The Roving Kind by Guy Mitchell.
As I cruised out one evening upon a night's career, I spied a lofty clipper ship, and to her I did steer. I hoisted out my signals, which she so quickly knew, and when she saw my bunting fly, she immediately hove to.
She had a dark and a rope, and her hair hung down in ringlets. She was a nice girl, a proper girl, but one of the roving kind.
I took her for some fish and chips and treated her so fine, and hardly did I realize she was the roving kind. I kissed her lips, I missed her lips, and found to my surprise she was nothing but a pirate ship rigged up in a disguise.
She had a dark and a roving eye,
and her hair hung down in ringlets.
She was a nice girl, a proper girl, but one of the roving kind.
So come all ye good sailor men who sail the wintry sea, and come all ye apprentice lads a warning take from me. Beware of lofty clipper ships, they'll be the ruin of you, for 'twas there she made me walk the plank and pushed me under too.
She had a dark and a roving eye,
a nice girl, a proper girl, but one of the roving kind.
She was a nice girl, a proper girl, but
one of the roving kind.
The Roving Kind by Guy Mitchell. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baia, coming to you Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC. And to close the show, please join me in celebrating, most joyously, our being here at all. Goodbye.